welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. My name is Dave, and I want to talk about dodgeball one last time. I really don't want to talk about dodgeball, but I feel like it's always online. It's always online. There's always somebody posting something about dodgeball, and then there's 50 people saying, yeah, you're right. And there's the other 50 people saying, no, you're wrong. And it gets really heated and ugly. And so I'm going to give my 5 cents, maybe 10 cents. After this, here we go. All right. So honestly, I don't want to talk about dodgeball. It's just, oh my gosh, I see it online all the time. And 99% of the time I stay out of the debate because I don't want to get sucked in. I don't. So I just want to leave it here on my podcast. Now, we did just talk about dodgeball as a whole group panel on a recent episode of Around the Horn Health and Phys Ed. So check that out for more information or for, I guess, different opinions on it. So I'm just going to tell you my experience with dodgeball, and we'll leave it there. It's just my experience. Now, I taught about 9.5 years of PE, and I'm still determined to go back. So this isn't the end. But right now I am teaching U.S. history, and I really enjoy it, actually. But the dodgeball thing just, it's like, it never ends. So I'm just going to tell you what I observe playing dodgeball. Now, some of you are going to say, well, that's not my experience. Okay, I understand. Or some people say, well, I teach in Scotland and it's different over there. Well, I don't, just because it's outlawed by SHAPE at the United States Council, doesn't mean it's like safe in Scotland or Ireland or whatever, New Zealand. Just because it's outlawed somewhere doesn't mean it's it's safe somewhere else. Do you use even softer dodgeballs? How does that work? So here's what I'm going to say. First of all, I played dodgeball with my classes, my first 2 years teaching PE, because I didn't know there was even a debate. This is 2011-ish, 2011 to 2013, 2014, around that time. I wasn't on Twitter and Voxer and all that stuff. I guess I probably was, but I wasn't on Voxer. I know that. And I didn't know there was much of a debate. I just kind of followed my, and it wasn't outlawed in Florida. And that's where I teach. It wasn't, it was kind of frowned upon, I guess, but it wasn't, you know, outlawed. And, you know, there's still people in my district that play dodgeball like all the time, which I can't believe, but that just, whatever. So for me, I told you I talk about me. I'm going to talk about me and my situation. So first of all, we played dodgeball, like I said, for a couple of years. We played variations on it. Yes, kids got hit in the head. Yes, kids got hurt. You know, you can't guarantee me those gator skin balls are going to go straight. There's no way. Those things, and especially outside with the wind, and even with no wind, those things don't always go straight. So you can't tell me that if you don't aim for their head, they won't get hit in the head. Or no kids have ever gotten hurt. Well, I've had kids get hurt. And you know, to possibly tell a parent, well, they got hit in the head playing dodgeball, hit in the face. I don't want to deal with that. Now, again, here's what I saw when we played. I saw lots and lots and lots of cheating. Oh, you know, someone would say that hit you. No, it didn't. Yes, it did. No, it didn't. And then, you know, solving that is a whole big problem. And then, you know, the kids not only cheating and lying, but also the poor sportsmanship, the, you know, all targeting one kid or, you know, just targeting kids you don't like or the weaker kids. I had kids hiding behind because we played outside, hiding behind the basketball poles on the opposite side, like in the background, just so one could hit. And that's when I knew I had to change it. The other thing that changed me, by the way, is, and I didn't mention to say this, I loved dodgeball as a kid. And we played with those ones in the movie Dodgeball, like those red rubber, hard, big as like almost basketballs, dodgeballs. And I was really good at it. And I loved it. But when I had a conversation with my wife, this kind of blew me away. She just said, you know, she was afraid of the dodgeballs when she was a kid. She was afraid of getting hit. And I was blown away by that. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I didn't realize there was another side to it. I thought everybody loved dodgeball. I really did. I thought everybody loved it. But I saw it. I saw it in my students. I saw it in what my wife said, or I heard it. And then when I went to SHAPE Florida, yes, SHAPE Florida. So trying to follow the national standards here, people. there was a thing, I'm not going to say the exact name of it because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get anybody super in trouble, but there was a Frisbee. It was billed as a dodgeball alternative, and it was basically Frisbee dodgeball. That's all it was. And I saw adults doing the same thing. You know, somebody got hit and they're like, no, I didn't get hit. Or, you know, they were cheating. They were like yelling and screaming. They were like, you know, they weren't quite taunting, but they were like, it was everything I saw in kids, I saw in adults. And I just knew that I'm like, I'm done with this. Now I do play, I'm not a snob. I did play like the castle ball. We play a thing called Wreck-It Ralph, where there was, we built the pyramids of buckets and they try to knock them over and there would be guards. We played a lot of Prairie Dog Pickoff, which is from Joey Fife's, presentation I saw on his website. Where there's a pin and a hoop and they have to throw and try to knock the pin down and they join teams and all this stuff. So I do alternatives to it, but we don't ever target the people. That's the difference. We don't target people. And once you, it shape clearly says dodgeball is not appropriate practice. And that's really it. I don't know what else to say. Now you could say, well, saying no to anything is just, you know, that's being closed-minded, or I know my students. Well, but that's, you know, then why don't we just play tackle football? Why not? I know my students. They can handle it. Not really, but I'm just saying that could be the, why don't we just do, there's a lot of things you could say, well, I know my students and they would never get hurt and they would never, there's no bullying, but that's not following the standards and that's not following good practice. And what are you really learning? There's many, many, many throwing and catching and dodging type games, or at least movement type games where you can throw and catch on the run, things like that. It's just not worth it. It's not the right thing. And it's kind of lazy teaching. If I'm being really honest, it's just lazy. There you go. Don't teach dodgeball. You're being lazy. Done. Bye. But I do care about all of you, and I want you to have a great day, or whenever you listen to this. I really do. You're awesome, and I appreciate you listening in. Even if you don't agree with me, I do appreciate you, and I love the feedback, good or bad, positive or negative. If you agree or disagree, I welcome it. I welcome the challenge because I'm on the right side of the, at least the law, basically, and so, or definitely the standards. And I just challenge you to, you know, again, if somebody gets hurt, you have to defend yourself, and you might just defend yourself in court. Because it's against the standards. It's against our community. And the reason why people get so mad is because you're basically saying that's all we are is dodgeball teachers. And anybody can teach dodgeball. You can get a football coach in here and teach dodgeball because everybody knows how to play it. So don't become replaceable. Don't teach garbage. Teach the right way. And I usually don't take a stand in the soapbox, on a soapbox and stuff like that, but this is my soapbox. Don't teach dodgeball, please. End of discussion. Have a great day. You're awesome. Let's keep pushing our profession forward.